What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're here on a Friday night. We've got Cookie, Pepper, Catalina V, and a special guest in the house, Khalid Scott from the Leak Podcast. Welcome.
Hello. Yo, what's the deal? What's
Hello.
The
deal?
How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm fine. All right.
Enjoying our Friday.
Been better.
It's been worse.
Friday.
Yeah.
It's been worse. How
it's
worse?
Friday.
Pepper has her legs open.
Shut wow. the fuck up. They're closed.
The fact that you had to say it makes
and
it
I took
funny.
A shower, so they smell
He's
good.
Like, then why does it still smell the same?
You gotta back it up right away.
Yeah, and I took a shower, so it smells good.
That's crazy.
Hey, what did I tell you? Normal human being today.
I am.
No, Pepper's great.
Shut up. You love me.
You'll get used to her.
She's an acquired taste.
Don't talk about me.
No, we're not going to talk about you. Actually, right now, we're gonna talk about him. So, welcome to Rice and Beans. And we checked out your podcast, and we were laughing. It was funny. We liked I liked the whole Simpsons setup that you got going. Just the amount of production that went into that. It looks great, man.
Yeah. Man, it's been a cool little, like, journey. I did a couple episodes in the beginning, like, a year ago. Mm-hmm. Slept on it completely, and once I came up with, like, the Simpson vibe, like, I saw the vision that I wanted to create, and we just took off with it. So, yeah, it's been going good. The response has been crazy, and, like, I was sleeping on myself for a long time. And when we talked at my brother's house,
yeah.
He was telling me about your podcast and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I got to get on my podcast game again. I got to hop back in it. So, yeah, that's when we just started moving things, man.
And that's good. Yeah. So what became of episodes 1, 2, and 3? Are they up somewhere? Or?
Yeah, they're all on my YouTube. So I left them so you could see, like, the journey of where like, I started at, where I'm going. And, you know, that's what YouTube is. You know what I mean? You know, I'm all the old stuff is there. You could go back and see it, 1, 2, and 3. And then with the new whole rebranding and all that, it's all on the website, leakpodcast.com. All our new episodes are up there, so you can go check them out and just, yeah, vibe with us.
And I think those are the ones that we saw were the ones that were on the side. And then
Yeah. I'm not putting the old ones on the side. You're going to have to do some work if you want to see the old work. Yeah.
So tell us about the show, like how... Or at least our listeners about
what it's about.
Yeah, what about the content?
So basically, like, the whole YouTube thing, right? Like, I wanted to get involved in the YouTube game, but I didn't want it to be like forced or like even just creating content. Period. And like, I just didn't know what lane to hit it. You know what I mean? And for a while, like, I had the studio space at my house and all that, and like, I was trying to build stuff with a lot of artists that were around me, and things just weren't adding up and moving like at the pace I needed it to move. So then I just had to, like, literally switch the whole vision and just dive into this and just figure out how to have conversations with people and, like, get in the net, you know what I mean? Like, get involved with the internet. And so, like, for me, reaching out to these people, like, the only way I'm going to be able to do it is to bring them into the room and have that conversation. And so, like, man, yesterday was so dope. Like, the resources and the people that come in through the internet, that shit's powerful, bro. Having conversations. So we're just bringing in influencers, people that are specialists in certain areas or have like an opinion about something to come have dialogue with us. That's all it's about.
Well, it's good. It's always nice to have, like, you know, fun or funny or like cool or out there guests on the show. Like, it just, it makes it interesting. It makes it funny. Like, last season we had a porn star named Alana Love.
Yeah.
So she Skyped in from New York, and she joined us for, I think, 2 episodes. One was just kind of like a short interview, and the other one was she was on for like half the show.
Yeah.
With us. So, and it turned out good. So.
Yeah, and like, honestly, bro, like, even like just doing my whole podcast going into it, like, I studied a lot, and even your guys', I feel like I'm with, like, real potters right now. You feel me? Because you guys do this on, like, the regular. You get me?
We
like
don't do nothing on nothing regular.
No, but, like, my podcast is, like, interview-based. You get me? Like, I'm bringing in influencers. We're having conversation. And
I
then,
know. I asked him. I was like, oh, my God, does he know that he's coming on here? Like, it's not like his.
No. It's not that. But, like, what's dope about your guys' podcast, the reason I wanted to come and be here and, like, I was like, you guys just do this for the love of podcasting, and if I'm going to be serious about what I'm doing, like, I got to be a part of the culture and
drive in
the community. Nah, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you guys do this shit because you love it, you feel me? Yeah.
Your reward is my company.
Yeah, like,
whatever.
You guys just get together on some homie shit and do this. Like, that shit's tight. Not everybody knows how to carry conversations with each other like that, and I, like, I... respect that shit 1,000%.
It's our band team.
Like, honestly, yeah.
It took Pepper a long time.
You guys are pod goals for me.
Oh yeah, it took me a long time. I was really quiet.
You need to raise that standard. Way to, honest.
Way to aim for the middle, man. Way to aim for the middle.
I know you would never be on his show. Fuck that.
Nah, for real. Yeah, so we have a segment, right? Like, the whole thing about our podcast, our little niche that we're doing right now, like, I have a Google number, 626-209-9402. They could call in and they could ask us anything. And so on the show, when we have the influencers, they actually have dialogue with people that are calling in, and they're calling in about any and everything. So, like, the people are literally creating the show. It's, you know, with interaction and stuff like that, like, you know, so it's...
I thought that was a really, really cool concept when I first saw it, and you told me about the number, and then I saw it on Instagram, and so I did call in, and I did leave a question, but I thought, again, that was a really cool concept to get audience interaction, and what we found over doing like the three seasons that we've got is that it is a little harder to get like audience interaction and listener like interaction, especially on the website
engagement, because that's what you know what I mean, like, you guys do it number one because you love it, but the other part is like you want to be making a dent with what you're doing. You want to be heard. You get me? Everybody in life wants to be heard, and my thing is, how do I get enough people to hear me, and how do I start a bigger conversation? You get me? That's all I'm trying to do, is just start a bigger conversation. So
well, that's a good platform to go on, and especially, you know, given that you are set up for, because you do other stuff too, right?
Yeah,
you do
commercials. I'm a videographer, content creator, editor. I shoot film photography. I'm a content creator. So like I literally do video full time, and so like a lot of it, like I said, I was sleeping on my own laziness, because it's like people pay me to do what I do, and I'm not even doing it for myself. So then that's when I'd like just had to kick myself in the ass. Like I was the story I told on my last pod was like, I was watching somebody's podcast, and in my head I was like, that shit's trash. And then immediately I caught myself.
It was the episode that Pepper hosted.
You were struggling with the topics a little bit, baby girl.
I am doing the best with what I have.
Look what I have to work with.
Fuck you, whatever.
But honestly, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just moving and interacting. That's all it is. And I want to be effective in my life and what I do. And I feel like when I'm dead and gone, my son or my family or my friends, whoever, can look back and document who I really was in conversations, because you guys just do it naturally and shit. So I'm trying to do it for like documentation purposes
as
well.
It is good to do things for free, Cookie.
Yeah, you're documenting your lifestyle.
I shouldn't have to get paid for it.
Yeah, you do.
Whatever.
You do.
I don't get paid for it.
It's the oldest profession in the world.
I give things for free out of the kindness of my heart. right. I don't even have a fucking heart.
Yeah, no argument.
I took that out a long time ago.
That's the most intelligent thing you've said all day.
All day, all week.
It's because it's Friday. I say smart things on Fridays.
Since when? We have like a whole season of you saying dumb things on Fridays.
And those were probably not good Fridays.
Hey, but honestly though, like I want to have you guys in to answer phone calls for us, and just do a whole episode of you guys just answering phone calls and dialoguing on it, because I think that'll be fucking hilarious.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm dead positive.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And we gonna have Pepper host.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Pepper, you hosting that day too. You're gonna do my intro that day.
I don't be the host. Like, I'm a bad host.
Cookie, we're gonna have to stop at the store with some white Russians.
See? What does that say? Who's the talent here? Obviously, Pepper. Thank you.
Right.
Cut the check.
Right. I'm just kidding. They help.
That's hilarious.
So how's the view from that high horse?
No, just kidding. We're all talented.
So, what? What about upcoming and future projects? Anything?
I'm doing video work right now. My plate's full. I got like some music videos on my plate that I'm getting off. But like for the main thing right now, the vision, the goal is just to build this podcast as big as I can get it, and then just make noise, man. Like, we're not just keeping it within the four walls either. Like, we're taking it to some like Hollywood parties with like a lot of influencers and stuff like that, doing on the street like interviews, just to bring the people just in. You get me? And that's my thing. I'm trying to go out and bring it in. But just, start a whole community and a whole vibe, because nowadays it's like only the rappers are being heard. Well, within my community that I'm in, you get me? Everybody wants to do music so they could be heard. And my thing is like, I don't do that no more. Like, let's just talk. Let's just get it popping.
Right? Yeah, right? Normal conversations, vent. Yeah. Tie your shit out here.
And really, that's how this podcast started was Cookie and I used to be at parties or just, you know, hanging out with friends, and the conversations that we have now on the show are basically the conversations that we were having then too.
Yeah.
And so more than a few people said, like, why don't you guys get, you know, go in your studio and record, like,
they're regretting,
you
know, that suggestion now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have a question though. Is Cookie like your real name?
No,
what's your real name?
Ice cream.
That's crazy. Nah, that's fire. I don't know which intro it is, but like when it starts, the beans and rice logo's there, and you're just chewing on your tongue from left to right. And I was like, yo, my nigga Cookies, wow. I rocked with you ever since then, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to know his real name.
Mission accomplished.
For real.
Your real name's Hori Dory.
And so, yeah, so this is the first season that we're doing Hori video. Dory. The previous two seasons were like just audio only.
Yeah.
And so then
I caught a couple of those episodes too, bro. I was doing my homework. I really studied you guys for a cool little minute, believe it or not.
And he still came in. Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. Daredevil.
Yeah.
If you would have told me he listened to episodes last night, I would have been like, ah, fuck, guys, he's not coming.
I don't think he's going to make it.
So we don't have to act proper no more?
Nah. I'm already knowing the deal. I know the vibes.
We could act right now, like the way we normally do. Okay,
take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Out, get comfortable.
I'm like, so. I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, that's that. All the stuff that I've seen all on your social media, your Instagram, the commercials, the podcast, everything looks amazing, man. So. Yeah. You know, keep doing your thing, and you know, welcome to the show. Hopefully,
yeah, man.
You still want to have us on at the end.
Yeah, I really do want to have you guys on, man. The more content we can create, the better. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, that's far.
So, getting it that we're starting to get into the Christmas season, or I guess we're into the Christmas season, even though Pepper hates it.
I fucking hate Christmas.
I know,
and Christmas hates you.
Right. So
it's Jesus' birthday, not my kids.
Cookie and I were talking about this poll that was recently taken.
This
and
is ridiculous.
The poll was regarding Santa's gender.
Ugh. So just to like brief over what was said, it says many will always think of Father Christmas as a jolly white bearded fellow. With a penchant for wearing red and white and eating treats left beside the chimney. So my thing with this is like, they're trying in a certain sense to rewrite history, and I'm all fine with gender neutrality and all that, and that's fine and dandy, but it's like, it's fucking Santa Claus. Yeah. Santa Claus, and whether
it started with the restroom, now it's on Santa.
There you
What's
go.
Next?
But I'm just like,
what's next?
Why are they trying to change his gender or make him gender neutral?
Yeah,
it's
why?
Like, I don't. It why doesn't make any sense him? To me. Yeah, it's like they want to be accepted. Why can't they accept him for who he is? A fat white guy with a beard that gives you shit. It's like, calm down, relax.
Because it reminds them too much of their sugar daddy.
Is this the amount of time that the youth have on their hands? It's like, we don't have bigger problems in the world. Let's see what kind of gender we can make Santa. Like, really?
I'm going to change all the
it's
genders.
Like,
they should pants them.
They're the most intolerant. Like, the ones that I've encountered, it's like you call them he or she, and they're all like, we prefer to be called they and them. I'm like, my apologies. I, like, calm down. But then it's like, let Santa speak for himself. Oh, wait, he's dead. He's gone. He's not a mythical creature. He's from religious belief of Christianity. Well, Catholicism. Saint Nicholas was a man. It's
right.
A male. Why are they trying to make him gender neutral? If he wasn't a man, I would not sit on his lap every year.
Why can't they accept him
seriously.
For who he
I told
is?
You when
I mean, he was born that way.
Yeah.
I told you when the mall Santa says, sit on my lap and tell me about the first thing that pops up. He's not talking about Christmas presents.
I've been kicked off of many the Santa's lap.
Yeah.
But did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
Every year.
Well, he's that's what matters.
Was in Santa's lap.
No, but just, I mean, I get it. I mean, there's always going to be something to be political about, but this to me is just so bottom of the barrel. Like, really? Like, you have nothing else?
Like, why does that need to be changed?
Yeah, leave Santa the fuck alone. Yeah. You know, it's like phone pickup Santa.
What? Jeez. They're going to chase.
That reminded me of the Leave Britney Alone guy for some reason. I don't know why.
Leave Santa alone. I mean, he can't even defend himself.
Exactly. But I don't understand why the need to change everything.
Yeah.
Why do we need to conform?
Let's not change the past. Let's create a better future.
Exactly. And again, he is who he is, and he was born that way. Accept him for the man that he is.
Yeah. Don't try to change him.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that kind of like gets on my nerves is that the majority of the people, like the age demographic, are the majority of the people that we had to teach how to use a fucking spoon. So, just to put it into perspective, like, it's a lot of the, like, the millennials and, like, you know, the teens and, like,
the
early, like, it's that fucking demographic that's making the most noise about shit like that.
I have nothing against the movement of gender neutrality. I have nothing against it. I'm like, if you want to identify yourself as whatever,
the fuck you wanna
exactly,
be.
But don't try
force
and
it on
like,
us.
Yeah, don't force like your beliefs on someone else. If we're
don't
not like talking
involved.
To you in a derogatory way, or we're not being disrespectful, I mean, if we don't identify you initially as what you prefer to be, just kindly correct us, and we will
right because it
oblige,
doesn't stem
but
from
it's just
ignorance.
Like. Yeah, it's just, like, this is a new movement. Right. I mean, this is within the last decade that this has become something really big. But I'm like, when you're trying to rewrite the past, that's just, like, no. And I think some people think he's like, a mythical creature that's made up. But no, there's, like, actual, like, historical base.
Yeah, there was some thought
put into
it. How about, like, the old movies they try to recreate? You don't rock with those either?
Which, like, recreate...
Like, you know, take like classic movies and they try to make like new versions of them nowadays.
I mean,
like, you know, and they're like, they should just let that shit alone.
I mean,
there's a lot of movies they need to leave alone.
I think
alone.
That's just Hollywood, like in the way like that. There was a like you're saying, like when they remakes. That's always been a Hollywood thing and a Hollywood standard. Like some of them have been great success and some of them have been like crap. But it's just like. That doesn't bother me so much because, I mean, that's the industry for what it is. Like, they're just going to try and make something better. Yeah. I mean, but...
Belief systems. Leave
exactly.
Alone.
Don't...
Or cater to the new generation
and
their
And it's
language.
Like, that's... You said the perfect word, catered. They want to be catered to. It's
don't
just expect everybody to accept you. Like, we're going to be respectful, but that doesn't, like... If you want me
it's
to, like...
Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the reciprocity of what you're asking for but denying me?
That's a good word.
I don't get that.
I had it's a like, fucking boy. He's gonna stay a boy.
Reciprocity. I can't.
But see, she says it, and it sounds like, funny. But that's through choice. It's not
if
like
you want to be a girl. Get the hell out of here. Then
it
can be a girl.
I'm not gonna go with all that shit. But
like,
I'm just saying,
I'll accept
like,
you, but like, don't like come here and try to like bring me involved in your like stuff.
Yeah, that's my stance too. Is like I don't make you co-sign to my bullshit. Why do I have to co-sign to yours?
Like, be whatever
like,
you want. Yeah, as long as you're happy.
Like, do it. I'm not saying don't, but like. Why fucking force involve me in it? Like,
it
I had no interest.
Think of when
to
they
begin
forced
with.
The religion.
Just let me get my presents and get out.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me go in the mall and get the hell out.
You don't want
my
Santa.
Drop.
I want
Santa. Said yes. Like,
that's exactly
you
don't
make it. Make some kids happy, too. Yeah.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Jeez.
You don't want presents.
Enjoy your gift.
Fine.
Wait till next year.
I think when they change fully and they actually do their whole transition, then I'll accept you as whatever you are.
But for me, this is just so, like, bottom of the barrel. Issue like is this really an issue is this really something that should be scrutinized to this extent
we got better
like
to do
and it was like what 27% of the people that took the survey
oh my god
were
people
like
just complain about it
the ones that were saying it should either be a woman now or gender neutral
ugh that's ridiculous
it
leave
should
him
be
alone
a fucking guy and that's it.
So that I don't know, so that's where 27% of the people are at or
a male Saint Nick. That's it.
No, I think and it's funny because I.
That's the same group of people that be trying to change like the Pledge of Allegiance and stuff.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're like part of the same little community.
And taking God off of money and stuff like. I remember that.
I
in case you were wondering if we were old as fuck or not.
That's so dumb.
The very thing this country was
founded
they fled
on.
From.
Yeah. Oh,
founded
fled,
on.
Yeah.
Is now repeating freaking history.
Yeah.
Like, did you not learn anything? What the fuck?
It
did
repeats
you do
and I just hate when they equivalent their like plight and struggle with that of like It's like another Holocaust, or we're like slaves, and it's like, are you serious? Like, you're gonna equivalent what you're going through at, like, wow, that's, they're just, it's ridiculous.
Is it because that never happened either?
No, it didn't.
There's people who believe that that never occurred.
Those are the crazies.
Even though there's, like, lots of evidence.
Fact based.
The Holocaust and people deniers.
Survivors.
I wasn't there, so I don't care.
Sounds about right.
I don't care. And I'm still here, and I still don't care.
I just think leave it alone. There are bigger fish to fry. Don't worry about it. You're getting your presents.
Yeah, exactly. There are far worse things in the world, like Pepsi causes cancer. Did you know that?
Everything causes cancer. Moderation, people. No, moderation.
Does cherry Pepsi?
Yeah, you the diet one. You be talking about you go on a diet. You get the diet Pepsi.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
And the diet ones are the worst ones. Those are those are the more heavier containing.
I think containing they taste so much like sugar.
Yeah, that's funny. I stopped drinking soda. Period.
Yeah, I'm not drinking
no
diet shit.
What? Why'd you remove soda?
I used to be like really big back in the day, and like I had to like drop weight because I was in this drama for church, and I had to take my shirt off in front of like a lot of people, and I was like, I ain't about to go up there looking silly.
Oh, Cookie remembers those days.
So that was my first time I actually dieted, and when I did that, I cut soda out, and I just did like juices and water, and like not even like healthy juices, like Arizona's, which is probably worse, right?
Yeah.
You get it? But like I just felt like the whole carbonation and soda, like I don't know. I just, once I knocked it for a long time, trying to go back to it's weird. Like I'll drink it every once in a while, but
I'm not a soda drinker.
I'll never give up soda.
So, like, I always
I don't
ask
drink
people,
soda, but similar to you, I'm like the Luther Vandross of like the Rice and Beans podcast. I've lost weight. I've gained weight. I've retained some holiday weight from 3 years ago that I haven't been able to let go. So
don't worry. I say he's like 12 now.
I don't fuck with tortillas. I can't.
Don't let tortillas fuck with you.
Okay, so I had given up bread and tortillas for the longest time, years. Yeah. Was able to say no, and now I just can't. I can't.
You wrap your tortilla in a slice of white bread, then wrap it in another tortilla.
I don't know what happened. Like,
and then deep fry.
What do you call that? Happiness.
Don't forget the butter.
The butter.
I'm not giving up.
Now butter that bacon.
Yes.
I love food.
Bacon that butter.
I love food and I love soda.
My dad used to put mayonnaise and cheese in a tortilla and eat that shit.
Ew, mayonnaise. Yeah.
That was wild.
That's so funny that you get grossed out by mayonnaise. Really?
Oh, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Let me get you a ladder to get down that high.
That's like the least nasty thing that could go in your mouth. You choose to put there.
Nah, mayonnaise is nasty.
Mayonnaise will make you gag.
That is so gross.
What do you prefer over mayonnaise?
Mustard.
Wait a minute. What? It smells and it's thick and you don't. Okay.
Well, if you're comparing it to sperm, sperm does not smell that much.
Smell like bleach.
Yeah, he said it.
Smells like bleach.
Oh my God, he said it.
It's true.
I've said that before. Yeah. And
not all smell like bleach.
All.
Some do.
Depends on the diet.
I've only smelled mine.
Not
they
all
smell like bleach.
Well, not as all. A semen like, connoisseur.
I've only had one.
What's a sommelier? I'm a semenier.
You gargle and spit occasionally.
Yeah. I've only had one.
I'm respectful.
Yeah.
I don't bite the hand that feeds me.
Semen
I swallow
not
it.
I gargle and swallow all the way.
Like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise? I don't know because I eat vegan eggs.
Semen is more thinner than mayo. Mayo is way thicker.
Word.
Yeah. It comes in chunks.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans.
Comes
tangent.
Hey,
yo, I love
in
every
chunks.
Time you drop that.
If cum comes in chunks, then there's something wrong.
It's those moments where I'm like, okay, this is going to keep getting, this is going to get worse.
It's fucking Friday. Who
this
cares?
Went south real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's freaky
Yeah,
Friday.
We said that a lot during season one when it was me, you, and Jasmine, and we got some of the first topics, like her... the Tinder sausage aisle ones.
Ooh.
Well, those ones. Oh, yeah, those went south real fast.
Tinder.
So,
never fucked.
There's the class action lawsuits going on because Pepsi failed to warn consumers that all of the drinks that's cherry Pepsi included. Contained carcinogens that are known to cause cancer.
But is it that whole company or is it just that like? Pepsi.
Specific beverage.
Does it give a specific ingredient?
Because like they're part of like 7-Up and all that too. Is the same stuff as 7-Up?
Who cares? Everything is cancer.
True.
We all gonna die.
True. Wait, no, like, everything gives cancer.
It's 4-mel.
4-mel. Okay, so...
Check your ingredients.
They're getting
out.
Sued because they didn't warn that it causes cancer?
They didn't warn that it was in their beverages.
It's a carcinogenic?
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of things that are mandated that are carcinogenics, and people don't even seem to care.
I smoke cigarettes. I'm going to get cancer anyways.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
So you're free to do that.
But the difference is that...
I'm going to get cancer drinking Pepsi.
Philip Morris has cigarette. To put that on the box.
Yeah.
Like, Pepsi doesn't put that on the can. Like, if you get a can of Pepsi, it doesn't say may cause cancer.
No.
Whereas, like, a box of cigarettes definitely tells you may cause cancer.
Like this shit.
Yeah. Well, Pepsi's not healthy anyways.
Wait a minute. Cigarettes cause cancer?
Supposedly.
Yeah. I have to make some
this
phone calls
right
now.
This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There it is.
It's because that's the new box. I usually take that out.
Right.
I like the ones from other countries. It just says you're going to die.
Yeah, Whoa. The ones from Australia have, like, these fucked up pictures on them. Yeah, like,
straight
like,
the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, the worst... It's the worst possible case scenario pictures.
You're like
those fucked up pictures they show you in sex ed of, like, the STDs. It's like that. It's that that's equivalent. Crazy.
And sometimes when you get it, it doesn't even look that bad.
Right. You're like, yeah. Hasn't happened to me yet.
Yet.
She's like, it's okay, they make shots for that now.
But are you guys bothered by the fact that Pepsi is aware that these ingredients may or may not cause cancer or are known to cause cancer and they don't put it on their labels?
No, because I'm still going to drink it even though I know now.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, I'm going to drink it. If it's in me, it's in me.
She got one life to live, she's going to live it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have 9 lives.
Damn.
And I'm not a criminal yet.
Big cat vibes.
I'm not a criminal yet. I haven't got caught.
I think it's.
Are you gonna treat? Are you gonna
like? It's like it's irresponsible. On their part, yes. I'll say that for sure.
Drink Pepsi
like
still?
I'm probably gonna lay off now that I know it causes fucking cancer. Like.
I don't necessarily.
You fucking drink 4 Loko. Like Pepsi's the least of your fucking worries.
That's my water.
I mean, you have to, like, look back and, like, see when was it known to, like, cause cancer and when did they, how long have they been putting it in their beverage? And
85.
So, as of 85, like,
damn.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
there's
all got
so
cancer,
many, like,
fuck it.
No.
Add it to the cigarettes.
People are still going to drink it. Sales have gone through the roof.
Yeah, and
they're going to go viral off that.
And so what's happening now is that there's extra things in place to make sure that their formula stays within like the agreed upon levels, and I didn't see anywhere in the articles about this of what those levels were.
Right.
They don't know. It's not tested.
It's like, maybe this much won't cause cancer.
We'll see.
We'll let you know in 20 years.
Yeah.
There's so much shit in soda, period.
Yeah.
You can make bombs of soda. You see those videos where they just, like, throw those 2 liters down, they just shoot like rockets. Yeah.
There's all kinds of shit. So, cancer,
you can, like,
diabetes,
clean metal in
whatever.
Soda and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those videos.
No,
like,
it's true. That's how I clean my car battery.
Yeah, car battery.
Yeah, I've done that.
All the chemicals
in
it.
Oh, yeah, or clog a drain.
They should just rebrand themselves. Don't sell it as soda anymore. Sell it as battery cleaner.
Straight up.
You're welcome, Pepsi.
Hey, no.
Drano's
competition. My car wouldn't start.
Drano's competition.
It had soda in the car, poured it on top, car started.
Yeah, for real. They got mad chemicals in there. That's another reason why.
Then I'll drink Coke.
Drink, snort.
They took the Coke out of Coke a long time ago.
I know.
Ago.
That was
yeah, they
bullshit.
Can't let us have fun anymore. Fuck, if we're going to get
maybe
cancer, at least
put that
let us...
in Pepsi.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to give us cancer, at least put the Coke back in.
Yeah, come on.
Make it, balance it up.
Fucking
shit.
Make
balance.
It worth it.
There we go. Yeah. Back to balance.
Make it worth it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll go back to drinking soda.
Yeah. Somebody give me a Pepsi.
You got it.
No, and I probably will, like, fucking in a couple weeks or maybe tomorrow without even thinking about it.
I'm going to
still
one after I
do
get
it
out.
Anyways.
I'm going to go order one at McDonald's. Oh, no, they only sell Coke. Fuck.
It's because I'm like, fuck it. I'm in this far. I've been drinking soda for a long time. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm in it this deep.
Get me a salad and a cherry Pepsi.
may as well, like, fucking keep to tradition.
I'm going to talk about after. Cherry Pepsi and a salad for me.
Oh, my God.
Mm, with beans and chicken.
Mm-hmm. Balance, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to go over to Taco Bell, then you should probably head over to the Whittier Treehouse, because that's who's sponsoring tonight's Toke of the Night. Today,
oh, yeah.
We got a VVS cone, and this one's a sativa because I didn't feel like going to sleep during the show. We have blueberry diesel.
Whatever.
So they have a lot of they have a lot of different they got a lot of different flavors over there.
Wax?
No, this is a pre-roll.
That's a pre-roll.
Yep. And so
the packaging now and all these little weed products is crazy. They got them looking like cigarette boxes now, but they're all pre-rolls.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some really fancy ones that had wax a couple weeks ago, and yeah, like the advertising for that and the packaging is just getting better and better and better.
Yeah, they're making weed look beautiful out here in these
right?
That's tight.
So, I go there a lot. I get a lot of wax. They got flowers, edibles.
What do you like smoking more, wax or weed? Like flower?
Wax. It depends. If I'm in a hurry, then wax, because it's a little bit more like to the point and like it gets the job done faster.
Yeah.
But if I have time to just hang out, you know, then like I'll smoke flower moon rocks. I really like moon rocks.
Yeah. I feel like my body can't handle that.
Moon rocks or yeah.
No, just all the wax, all the extra stuff, like even the dabs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the videos scared me. You've seen the videos with people like passing out over that stuff, like in the med shops. When they offer the free hits, they just like pass out.
I barely made it home.
And so like, yeah, I can't do that shit. It's too strong for me.
That's why I went walking to the store, because I was like, I'm not gonna be able to drive. Yeah. And I barely made it back home. That
shit really smack you like quick.
I was like, come on. Across
the street. Well, I went there the other day and I got this cartridge, the VS at that place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a flavor?
That's where I get my cartridges from, too. I get
King Louis, I guess. Oh, you got King Louis. Right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, that indica. And he can't hang on that. He has to smoke sativa.
For real. I got my. Yeah, I don't like that. I got shit. I get the.
Yeah, I like indica. I like, so
I like those, but the thing is, like, for me, they're not. Like, it takes a lot more it takes a lot more hits for that brand for me to, like, start feeling it. But with, like, the heavy hitters or the brass knuckles, like, I'll start feeling it right away.
Oh, no. Sativa and all that shit right there.
Mm-mm. No, even the indicas.
Oh, for the heavy hitters aren't good. They get clogged.
I'd be mixing it up because then it allows you to feel a different high.
Yeah.
Feel happy, feel low.
So I have some for...
Slow down.
I have some for, like... You know what I mean? There's like daytime and nighttime weed. So
no, it's always weed. Whatever always you want.
Does it get me high?
Nighttime weed all day, yes, every please. Day yes, and please. Night.
Yeah. Nighttime weed is the one that you use to just put you to sleep.
I smoke indica all day, all night. Morning and night, it does the job for me. Yeah, sativa makes me all jittery and hyper. I can't do that.
Fucking crackhead.
Like, no, exactly. I'm like, no, I can't do that. That's why I have to smoke indica. It relaxes me.
We should give you a bunch of fucking indica dabs. Or no, sativa dabs, and then turn you loose as a sex ed teacher in fucking Austin, Texas.
Hell no. Ew, why? Oh, I'm going to go there.
So, yeah, you're going to go teach sex ed in Austin?
No. I want to go to Texas, though.
Are you allowed back yet?
Well, can I teach sex ed? Do I have to get, like, a degree?
I think it would just be funny to, like, you really high trying to teach anything.
Or can I just take my experience there?
Your resume is great for the job.
Well, it speaks for itself.
It couldn't be any worse than the curriculum they have going on right now. V and I are talking about this, that the crazy sex ed curriculum thing. In Austin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we have it in California. It's called AB 329. So Assembly Bill 329 is allowing from TK to the sixth grade about sexual education, but they're labeling it as the Healthy Youth Act. they discuss, and they're teaching TK kids. So that's like
my son learned what, about six? Sex ed and gifts.
No, but they're talking about blood play, ain't yeah. in the sex ed. I mean, do you feel transitional kindergarten to sixth grade?
Not kindergarten.
And you guys got kids?
I nope. do.
I have a son.
How old are your kids?
He's four.
Four. I have a 6-year-old.
Okay, so they're gonna start and then introducing their kids.
I mean,
to
I got like a 1-year-old, but.
Oh. We're talking, they're going to teach them about fisting, oral sex, anal sex, that to me, the agenda is more about grooming our youth for pedophilia.
Yeah, but I mean, they have books though, like now, right? For like, for kids that like, they put like sex in a kid way of like.
Yeah.
Introducing it to them. I would just need to see the curriculum because I don't want to X nothing out without seeing what it is.
It's disgusting. I've seen the books.
Oh, no.
The
I
illustrations.
Seen them. Yeah.
For, I mean.
I just think you got to protect their mind. You feel me? Like, right, they're going to get exposed to it, but you got to, like, protect their mind.
Like, if they're not ready for it, they shouldn't be taught it. Like, if they're not asking about it, they shouldn't be taught. But, like, if they are, I guess.
The curriculum starts at TK, you guys.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I mean, like,
it's been approved.
I think
because parents have not fought it.
So that
there are
older. I
this
would
is
say
passed.
That.
This is California law. This is
so
what
when,
the
so
new.
So when is this starting?
January, 2020.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and
okay. So where do we sign up to go against this thing?
My son will be 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older.
He's already learned about sex.
Yeah, he's already. Yeah, I caught him.
You caught him.
She caught him jerking off.
Last year Thanksgiving.
You caught him having sex or jerking.
Jerking.
Oh man,
sex?
Was he embarrassed?
I would kill him if he was.
No, he wasn't.
Was he embarrassed?
Oh no, because two people in a row caught him, and he still didn't close the door.
He got mad at you guys for catching him. Like, yo, what's up?
He had the door open.
Privacy.
And my boyfriend walks in, says hi, and he's like, walks out because my kid had the door open. He's doing that, and then I walk down the hall instead of warning me. I go in the room like, hey, and then he's still whacking it. Like, what the
my
fuck,
dog
dude?
Wasn't
like,
she said, look,
he didn't give a shit.
Like, he caught you, and then I walk in, like, shut the fucking door or something.
I tell you what,
I don't know
the man, but I feel like he has good determination in him to be whatever he wants to be in life now.
I'm
he pushed
like,
through
oh
that one.
Either that or he's really bad at it.
I don't know. He was watching something and Jack. I don't know. I was like, stop.
I thought he got caught in two different occasions.
No, it's like within 2 minutes of each other.
This was Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, shit.
And then she came over and she told me, and we were sitting here listening to the radio and like satellite radio, so we're flipping channels, and every fucking station is playing a song about fucking jerking off.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Jimmy's jerk off list. That's his nickname.
But how would you feel comfortable as a parent knowing that?
Well, I wouldn't want my son to learn any of that stuff. Like,
what did you wish your son did learn about it?
When he's ready. Like,
yeah, but no, like now that he's 14,
I mean, if
right,
he's ready
you know,
to learn about it, and like I tell him all the time, like whatever questions you have, like ask me if you can't go, you know, like because I'll sit there and I'll educate him to a certain way, like, and there's certain things, and I know a lot of these kids, they go on social media, they have the internet, so they've seen already a lot of stuff. Yeah. They have questions probably about it. So it's like, I'd rather answer them for him if he asked. But young, I don't think so. Like, kinder.
Like,
and,
at what age,
you know,
though, do you think? Like, do you start introducing it?
I say they start asking by 12, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, but now the school curriculum is teaching your kid at young as 5 and 6.
And I don't agree
that's
with
crazy,
that.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't agree with.
And,
I'm like, no. They don't know nothing at that age.
But that's
like,
what's happening.
All right, so.
That's just, I
hey,
don't
but
know.
For real, is there, like, somewhere we can sign up?
Yeah, it's called SB673, Assembly Bill. It's because it's parental rights, you know. It's your.
Why did they? Why I don't understand why they're starting that up. Like
that
why?
Is
kind of
crazy.
Like,
it's an agenda that the
like
United States
like
has.
Right.
I mean,
now
look.
You got, now that I got a kid, I'm like.
I can understand if there's a lot of pregnancies going on.
They're blaming
you know,
it on
like,
that. They're blaming. They're
really?
Blaming it on that. They're blaming that this is
like
going to educate.
Of knowledge is
yeah, and
to.
That's what it is. But in my opinion, looking at the books,
I think
going through the books, reading
the books.
I belong to a parents group that we're grassroots group, you know, we're a holistic, hippie, I guess.
Yeah.
And when the...
So your kids don't do shots for school either?
No.
Yeah.
I'm anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
Because I take that back. I vaccinated my son and he got injured. And that's when I went down the rabbit hole and started learning a lot of stuff.
And
in that group, I've learned of the agendas that have spread across our United States that a lot of us are blind to. And all these bills that are being passed that we're giving up our freedoms. And it makes me really sad that when we go and try to educate the masses, they think we're crazy. But if you take the time and Google it, you're realizing that these bills have already passed. And you've already given up your right without even knowing. You consented without even having a conversation. So there's a group of us parents with certain legislatures, which are like, it's the Republican Party. They,
That's crazy because I don't even be doing politics like that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but neither, as you get older, as you get older, that stuff becomes important.
But now I am. I mean, left wing, right wing, same bird. But you're going with an agenda that's trying to protect what your beliefs are. And I don't want my four-year-old kid to learn about blood play and sex, anal sex, fisting, being told it's okay to sleep with an adult. I'm not okay that. Okay, I want transparency with the school.
So if it's happening, right? Because it's inevitable, right?
Why did they teach that?
Because it's inevitable now, right? Because it's already passed that he's going to be in school. He's going to see this. He's going to go through it.
So that's why there are the radicals out there, I guess, that Senate Bill 673, which is asking for transparency, accountability on Youth Instructional Materials Act. We're asking for that they get our consent on what to teach our children. So the last move would be homeschooling. A lot of parents are removing their children from the public school.
So if everything went through, you're taking your kid to homeschool?
Yeah. My kid is already going to be homeschooled. Right now he just receives services for 3 hours. But because of SB 277 and SB 276, the vaccination laws of California, he can't go to school. But there is, not a loophole, but an amendment. For vaccine injured, there's exemptions, medical exemptions, but that got removed recently. If your kid is on an IE program, IEP, then they don't, the rules don't apply to them. But a lot of schools don't know that, and a lot of parents don't know that. And the parents that do know that have to fight the system so that their kid can go to school.
But the parents got other shit to do. They're off doing other shit.
So it's really difficult right now discussing these really important matters because no one really wants to hear it. But this is what's going on in our state. New York is having a really horrible battle. New Jersey. I mean, you guys were talking about Pepsi and cancer and Pepsi and the vaccines. Every single one of them contains Glyphosate 8, which is known as Roundup, which has been sued 11 times for causing cancer. It's on a vaccine insert, and it's section 13.1. And we are forced to inject our children with 69 doses of this crap from birth to the age of 5.
So is it different from the ones that like we all got? When,
yes,
like,
because
is it different
from
the ones we get now?
Yeah. Oh no, no. So here's the thing.
So do you get them?
No.
All right, that's crazy. No, because like I had to go. I went to Nigeria and then they had to give me the shots so I can like go over there, which they kind of like I guess injected me with like small doses of whatever they had.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how do you are you not granted permission to fly? Do you have to show proof?
I think you had to show proof. Actually.
To whom? The airlines?
No, like I had to make sure I got my shots. It was part of like the process. I don't remember the details of it, but it was more so like just protecting myself from not getting sick with whatever the diseases were over there.
So
one of my friends that I actually went with, he actually passed away off of that stuff. Whatever he got sick from in Africa. And that's the crazy, like, I got the shots, I went through the process. I'm like, okay, cool, I was just going through the process. I haven't been really cautious about, like, looking that deep into what I put in my body and all that, but I just knew I didn't want to go over there and die. You feel me? And if they're telling me to do it, I'm going to do it. Like, all right, cool.
But so what if they're not telling you the full truth?
Like, some stomach disease or whatever.
Yeah, but he was already over there?
No, we went together on the same trip.
And he was vaccinated too.
Yeah, he was.
So
yeah, and okay.
I don't subscribe, and there's a lot of people that don't subscribe to a one size fits all medication. Mm-hmm. And this is the one medication that is supposedly a one size fits all. Well, I learned the hard way that my son is allergic.
Yeah.
And they contain egg and peanut oil, and he's allergic to that. So it fried his brain. And there's just a lot of other ingredients in in vaccines that I just don't agree with.
That's great.
It's just difficult to discuss this because of you're not allowed to. It's heavily censored. Like, it's heavily, heavily censored. And that's the thing, is that if it's a medication that's mandated and you have questions, why is the doctor kicking you out of the office, won't give you the vaccine insert, won't answer your questions?
But you know they say the doctors don't even take their own medicine?
They're free from it.
Yeah. They do all the natural stuff, and they give everybody else the prescriptions.
Well, because they make a lot of money off of it. Lots of money. Each kid can give them about $40,000 bonus. Think about how many kids they see. And then the flu shot. So the flu shot is known as the killer. HPV, or the Gardasil shot, is to make you infertile.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of the 1986 Vaccine Act? So Ronald Reagan signed this bill, and what it does is it protects the manufacturers from liability. So they cannot get sued. They don't test. There's no testing done. Like, people say, oh, vaccines are safe, they've been tested. No, they have not. They admitted to the health organization when they got sued. They admitted that in the 30 years that the law passed, they've never been tested. They've never been tested individually, and if they have, they've not gone longer than 7 days. They've never been tested in combos. So you're getting this medication, everyone is, it's forced on you. You have no choice. And if you do choose not to, there's severe repercussions. Like right now, what's going on in Samoa, it's really disturbing about the measles vaccine that they want, the MMR, which harms a lot of children. If you're not vaccinated, you have to hang a red flag outside your house, and then they come, and parents are getting arrested. Kids are forcefully vaccinated. Children died, right? And they're like, oh, it's because he had the measles. But you have companies and people asking their prime minister and their medical board to reveal, is it the vaccine strain A or is it wild? Like, did my kid get these wild measles on his own? Or was it induced by the vaccine? So they won't give that information, and you gotta ask why. California was scared. I don't know if you guys remember Disneyland, the measles outbreak at Disneyland, and oh my God, get your vaccine.
What year was that?
What
year was that?
I believe
2015, when they pushed for the law.
Oh, the year I had my season pass. Fuck.
Coincidence? Yeah. I think not.
Oh, fuck. No wonder they were so cheap.
Right? Well, there's so much shit going on.
I just wanted to. I care a lot.
I'm like, there's more important things. No. Like, you know? No. Like other shit.
All right, hold on. Check it out. So on my show.
I know where you're coming from, and I understand it because, well, first of all, I come from a different side, like, point of view, because I don't have kids, nor do I want kids, but I get it if I were to have. I mean, I have nieces and nephews, godchildren, whatnot, have you. But it's like, I think it should be, like, because what you're telling me is that this is forced upon them. Yeah. And I mean, had I learned this, like, in elementary school, that I didn't have to do certain things with my priest or anything, I mean, I would have been better off. But here I am today. But with that being said, I get it. As a parent, you don't want your kid learning these things at such a young age because it takes away a sense of innocence.
Yeah. Right.
And not only that, there are certain things, like, to go in such detail of, like, fisting and things like you were saying, like, yeah, it's one thing to teach your kid about sexual education and, like, to protect yourself, what to do, what not to do. And then there's certain things that are like, okay, so maybe the parent should step in and teach them A, B, and C while we teach them these other things. And I think what you're saying that they're trying to teach them isn't something that they should be learning at a school, more so the home.
Right. I feel it's parental rights. It's our choice.
I think with that being said, I mean, I know that it's fairly new, and I know where you're coming from in the sense that, like, things, like, if they're not, like, taken care of right away, it can. So with that being said, did they take away the... Because, I mean, I remember, and it was years ago, but I remember when I was in school and I went to private high school, I went to private elementary and junior high, but I went to public high school. And even in public school, even before learning about sexual education, they, like, you had to get something signed saying that your parents, like, agreed to you learning whatever they were teaching. So has that been stripped away and they it's just automatically on the agenda now?
Right. So this goes back to parents in California need to demand their parental rights because it's being stripped from them without their knowledge. So in school, your child is going to be taught this curriculum. I mean, there's textbooks already. And you have the choice to remove your child from school, but they have to have...
I believe on my show, we do a segment called Dear Internet. And so, like, you sold me already, right? So now I just want to hear my Dear Internet. Like, what do we do?
Everybody has choices.
Like, Dear Internet, what are you saying to them now? Like, the people listening.
Okay, so what steps do you take next to get back?
Yeah, Dear Internet, you sold me.
I mean, if it's going to be agenda now, it is what it is.
Like, you have to contact your local legislators. You've got to write emails saying that you stand with parental rights. You don't agree with this curriculum. This is something that goes against with you're separating the education and household. Like, you're removing my right as a parent to decide what is appropriate for my child, that type of knowledge I don't want for them. Like, you have it's time to get political. Unfortunately, I'm not a political person at all, but I'm having to contact all kinds of people.
I get what you're saying, because I've been a paraeducator for like 16 years, so I'm not a teacher, but I understand that there are certain things that should be and shouldn't be taught. But with that being said, it's good to know, like, I mean, things can be changed in the sense that obviously they're changing this, and this is the agenda now coming up, like you said, in January of 2020. But now, like, maybe people, like you said, should be more aware of what they can do, because, I mean, I just don't see the importance of, I mean, I see the importance of sex education. Like, that is something that should be taught. You need to know, like, how your body
works.
But
time and place, right?
Exactly. There's a time and place. Perfect. But I don't see the importance of learning, like, fisting or
why are they grooming our children for this? Why is that needed? Why is blood play needed? Why is this in textbooks? I don't understand the need for a third grader to know that there's what, like, 12 different genders or something like that?
Genders and stuff like that, learning about what? I mean, that's fine, but I mean, when it's going
as a third grader too, though?
I mean,
and wouldn't you rather that be taught at home first versus come home and have all these questions for your parents that you're like, wait a minute, I wasn't.
And see, like, this isn't coming from a parent's perspective, but I think as, like, we as a community, society, it's things are changing. So I know that, like I was saying before with that stupid Santa Ray, like, it's like, you should be tolerant, but I think to a certain extent, like you said, the parents, I guess, are having their rights taken away as a parent.
Yes.
So to get those back and reclaimed, I think, would be a good thing. But I think, I don't know. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, there should be certain things that are taught and things that, like, should be asked. Do you mind if we teach this to them?
Right, like, we needed permission.
Exactly.
Right, I'm glad you said that, because, like, to add to that, I guess maybe on the, like, not so happier note, I'm sure, like you said it right, permission slips or a note saying that this is coming, I don't know, didn't they say anything about it? I think with something like that, like a change that radical, they would have had to send out some kind of notification, right?
Sex prevents heart disease.
Everybody,
you would think that. Okay, but now we're at the level that it got passed. Yeah. So does that make sense? Like, you would think that, no, I would have been notified. No, it's time to get your head out of the dirt. It passed. Like, it's going to fucking happen. It's here. Yeah. Like, that's where we're at. And that's why.
I don't think so. Just like
the elementary school level.
That bathroom they were supposed to put in everybody's school and everything. The boy and girl both can go
gender
in one
bathroom.
Yeah,
I don't want to bash sex, though.
They didn't not bashing nothing, but, like, they said that they were going to put that bathroom in everybody's school. You know,
So your view is like, okay, so they said it happened, but nothing came of it.
It's not going to happen.
So
That's just too much. I think whatever they're saying that they're going to do, that's fucking ridiculous. They should not allow it. And there's no way they're going to do it. I just think that they're...
passed, though.
But that's the thing now. So I think the parents are going to have to, like...
Then, I mean, it's going to have to be
implemented, which it's going to be implemented, like you said. And once that...
Yeah,
now, like, it's going to have, like, some sort of...
Right, so that's why...
When's it supposed to start?
January.
January of 2020. That's why the support of Senate Bill 673 is written. You know, you're trying to get to your legislators. You're trying to write your senator in your support of SB 673 because... AB Assembly Bill 329.
Well, come February when we have another podcast, and it probably won't be in effect. So, I'm sure. Like, that's just ridiculous that they're gonna put that legal. Like,
for agree with you. Yeah, it sounds ridiculous. I don't believe it. Does, but
so I don't then, think then it.
The next logical move to
your
stop.
Well, your child is not gonna be affected by it. Mine is.
If my child was affected by it. And I had no choice. I'd pull them out and have them homeschooled. That's my only choice. Like, I mean, I would not let them go to school learning.
And what
that.
About the parents that can't afford to do that?
Then I'm gonna thug it out with my kid.
Like,
I'm gonna thug it out with my kid
like
and play defense. Life is offense, defense.
Like,
so you gotta figure out how to play defense against the world. Like,
you're gonna have to teach your kid. Yeah, you know like because I'm not gonna.
That's just what it is.
You're
for me,
as
like,
a parent supposed to protect your kids, so you don't want them in that. And that's your only choice is either come here, or get your kid homeschooled. So I'm gonna keep my kid home. And I'll teach them what I can. I mean, until whatever, you know. I'm not going to
let
my kid.
But do you think keeping your kid homeschooled affects, like, their social life?
No. You know what? I've seen The Village.
I honestly think social life this time of the generation, I don't even think they should have a social life. Like, honestly.
No, I'm talking about actual interaction, not just on, like, the actual phone.
No,
you know
like,
I mean?
No, I'm talking the same. Yeah, like, my son.
They shouldn't interact at all.
Yeah, just lock them in the room and, like,
they
give
should
them
read
a phone.
Book. They should read a book every fucking day in that room. Like, yeah. Like, they're, like, smart in some ways, but then they're fucking dumb. Like, I don't know. Common sense is dumb to them. Like, they have
You know, such a place actually exists, right? Where people just sit in a room all day and read books.
Library.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got I don't got time for that.
Ooh, I'm going to take my son.
Well, I need an audiobook.
I mean, I meant prison, but...
I'm going to say Sunday fun day, son.
Prison.
Yeah, I meant prison.
We're going to the library.
Same difference.
Like, it's Step Brothers, and they can yell it out for real. This house is a fucking prison.
Yeah, I don't know.
Planet bullshit.
But, yeah, that's... I mean, can't fight the world, so whatever you could do to protect your kid, and that's all you can do. But, I mean, you can try, and...
You just gotta play.
But you know how this shit goes. Once whatever they say goes.
Yeah. The education system seems to lag on a lot of things, so let's just cross our fingers and hopefully this is one of them.
So in better news, guess what?
Right.
Better news.
Yeah.
Please, something not so
better
depressing.
News. Yeah, like see, let's talk about something interesting. Depressing to me, but interesting to you.
Wow.
Having more sex prevents heart attacks, according to science. Can you believe that?
Yeah, Mr. White.
And
yes, science.
On the way over here, I was like, oh my God, I'm having chest pains. I was like, but it's on this side. It's not where my heart's at. I'm like, wait, I don't
have
one.
Do you have a heart?
No. That's have one. So I was like, wherever it's at, yeah, it's because I'm not having sex, obviously. So
she was like, I was kneeling on my own tit.
That's fucking crazy.
It's not all the cigarettes you smoke or the coke you do. It's the fact that you have sex that's giving you the heart attack.
That's the reason you're dying.
I've always done coke.
That's crazy.
She's doing a line. I knew it.
I've done coke and cigarettes before sex, okay? So, yeah. It's because I need sex, that's why.
You fiend.
Is that why your pretend heart wasn't working right?
My heart, my heart down there is working, but this heart's gone. That heart down there works. It's like boom, 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 boom.
The thumper.
It's like feed
percolating.
Me. Feed me. I want some.
What's that? What does that translate to? What's
like, you know, when you're like.
I don't think you're making the right noises.
Well, I have to have something in my mouth to do that.
Prove it.
So how many, how long did the study run for?
Why the fuck do I get this topic? I know nothing about this topic.
About what?
You don't know anything about sex?
I'm a virgin.
Abstaining from it.
I'm a born again virgin, guys. Saving myself for the right one.
Because there was a couple. There was one that ran for
whatever.
Like
whatever.
There was a couple that I There's had heard
right.
about.
There's never a right one.
And that one ran for like a while, like somewhere in like 15 fucking years, something like Dang. That. They followed these people around. So I don't know if it's that same one, but if it is, then there was like a big age range of people that they pulled in for this thing, and
I like that picture.
They were like, not all of them were all super healthy. Some of them were like smokers, and so it just kind of, it was a big demographic of people that they got for this study, and so it showed basically like 55% of the people,
a full
that
spectrum,
yeah, that were having sex like 3 to 4 times a week, that they were was it 45% less likely to get heart disease or have heart problems.
It makes sense, though.
You got to keep that heart pumping.
Cardio.
Yeah,
get the cardio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Work
it out. It makes perfect sense. That blood,
it's just logic.
Your fuel injection's working.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it does a lot of these things. I remember that.
She has like a checklist. And let me see. Yes. Yes.
That's funny, though.
Oh wait, go lower to the page, Pepper. It says swallowing causes cancer too.
What?
You better get checked.
Fuck that! I don't care. I'll still swallow.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
At least she has that on a bumper sticker.
In our state and country.
Yeah. We should put that on a T-shirt for you. I don't care. I'll still swallow.
No. I like fur, mama.
Cancer, schmancer, swallow, wallow.
I'm going to have to wear it soon. I'm going to wear it next month. Ooh, for New Year's, fur mama with my moon boots.
Fur mama.
They're going to be Pepsi's new flavor, chemo yellow.
Oh, Cookie saw my moon boots, huh? They're cute.
They're adorable.
Ah, I'm an astronaut.
We can dream.
Sometimes. I'm high like one sometimes.
Because your head's either in the clouds or up your ass.
Yeah. It's
exploring uncharted territories.
It's always somewhere. Look at my little unicorn.
That would be the clouds.
I like these pictures. I'll be back.
His horn is
There's
blasted.
Words under the pictures. You know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, I'm supposed to read?
You illiterate bitch.
Okay. We already know that having sex not only feels spectacular, but it's ridiculous good for
On
your
another
health.
Note.
Oh, am I supposed to read or not? It boosts your immune system, protects for certain cancers, relieves stress, improves your mood, and helps.
So does that mean you can drink Pepsi and it'll like balance out?
Right?
Yes,
you
balance.
Have
yes.
So do you balance.
You have a lot of sex and then you can still drink like cherry Pepsi?
But do you drink it before sex or after sex? Like
during.
So maybe
kill it at that time, right?
So maybe this bill is just trying to protect
you
from getting cancer.
You just had a fucking squeeze bottle by the
way. Mid pump.
Whatever.
Man, salute to that guy.
This depresses me. I don't want to talk about this
That's
stuff.
That's crazy.
Why is that?
You
why is sex being healthy depressing?
Look.
That's yeah, not depressing. That's a good thing.
Sex you know got what? A bad name tonight.
Right now?
Yeah, it did.
No, topic, sex is great, though.
This topic
for adults, consenting adults.
For adults, yeah, I like that.
For consenting adults.
This topic
adults.
Doesn't apply to me.
True.
Or I'm sorry that date. Priest didn't tell you that.
Oh, no, I don't have any bad vibes against him. We still talk.
This is your topic.
Having more sex?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that is.
I don't either.
It's all right.
No, just kidding. I do.
Anyways, all right. We are coming up on our time, but I wanted to thank our guests for being in a studio tonight. Catch the podcast, the Leak Podcast.
LeakPodcast.com, at Leak Podcast, Kalik Scott, K-A-L-I-Q, Scott, follow me.
Thank
Beans and Rice,
tolerating.
Thank you guys for like having me
Happy
on.
Happy to have you.
I appreciate it.
Of course,
it.
Man. Anytime.
Big vibes.
Anytime you want to come back, let
yeah,
us know.
Yeah, and for
you
real, for real,
on.
I need you guys to answer some phone calls for me.
All right.
For real. Got to bring it down.
All right. Let us
yeah.
know.
I got a 2-seater couch, so y'all are going to have to lap it. We got to figure out who sits on whose lap.
Oh, shit. I'm sitting on the table.
I'm sitting on Pepper's lap.
I'm sitting on the table.
I'm sitting alone.
I'm sitting on Cookie's face.
That's right. Oh. Promise.
Promise is a promise.
Just don't forget to wipe this time.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. I'll do shit.
She's all, don't tell me how to live my life.
Right? Do you know how many trees toilet paper kills?
We'll call it Do Shit Fridays. Yeah.
But for real, thank you guys for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for coming in. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and get up on out of here and enjoy the rest of this Friday night. So until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace. Yeah.